Every entrepreneur dreams of creating the next big website or social media platform. You imagine the excitement, the traffic, the growth. But do you think about the darker side? What happens when your platform becomes a breeding ground for harmful content or misinformation? Should you be held accountable? Or is it enough just to provide the tools and let users take responsibility? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is websites and social media platforms should be held responsible for content that is posted on their sites, and comes from the society category from our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. The rise of the internet has revolutionized communication and information sharing, with over 4.9 billion people using the web as of 2023. Social media platforms alone account for over 60% of internet activity, connecting people across the globe. But this connectivity also has a dark side: misinformation, hate speech, and harmful content. The debate over platform accountability gained traction with laws like the United States Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects platforms from being treated as publishers of third-party content. Critics argue this gives companies too much leeway, while supporters believe it safeguards free speech. In recent years, events like the Capitol riots on January 6, 2021, and the spread of COVID-19 misinformation have brought these issues to the forefront, leading to renewed scrutiny of platform policies. This debate is crucial because it touches on the balance between innovation, safety, and freedom of expression. Social media and websites shape public discourse, influence elections, and even impact mental health. Determining who bears responsibility for content could reshape how these platforms operate and affect everyone who uses them. Now, let's debate. Agree. Websites and social media platforms should be held responsible for content that is posted on their sites. Platforms profit from user-generated content and should take accountability. Social media giants like Facebook and YouTube earn billions by hosting content that draws users in, content they don't make. When harmful or false information spreads, it can lead to real-world harm, such as influencing damaging health decisions or even violence. If companies profit from this activity, they should also bear the responsibility of moderating it effectively. Accountability encourages safer digital spaces. Holding platforms responsible could deter harmful content, reducing cyberbullying, harassment, and hate speech. For example, Germany's Network Enforcement Act fines platforms up to 50 million euros for failing to remove illegal content within 24 hours, prompting quicker responses and safer environments. Platforms already demonstrate that they can moderate effectively. During the 2020 US election, platforms like Twitter flagged or removed false claims about voter fraud, demonstrating their ability to manage content responsibly. Expanding these efforts universally could ensure a healthier online environment for everyone. Disagree. Websites and social media platforms should not be held responsible for content that is posted on their sites. Policing all content is an impossible task. With millions of posts per minute, even the most advanced algorithms struggle to catch every harmful post. Expecting platforms to ensure perfection could lead to over-censorship and the removal of legitimate content, stifling free expression. Real responsibility lies with the users. Just as a landlord isn't responsible for a tenant's behavior, platforms shouldn't be held accountable for users' actions. Users should face consequences for posting illegal or harmful content, but not the companies providing the tools for that posting. Increased regulation stifles innovation. Smaller platforms and startups might lack the resources to comply with stringent moderation requirements, limiting competition and reinforcing the dominance of tech giants like Meta and Google. This could lead to fewer choices and less innovation in the digital space. One example is Parler, known as the censorship-free social media network, which was originally removed from the Apple and Google App Store after the January 6th riot at the Capitol, due to the site's inability or unwillingness to remove posts encouraging violence and crime. As of 2024, the app has still not recovered from being shut down. Now for some rebuttals. One possible rebuttal to the agree point about platforms profiting from user-generated content and therefore needing to take responsibility could be, while platforms do profit from user-generated content, the sheer scale of posts makes universal oversight impractical. Expecting perfection risks damaging smaller platforms that cannot afford comprehensive moderation. A possible rebuttal to the disagree point about real responsibility lying with the users could be, holding users solely responsible ignores the platform's role in amplifying harmful content. Algorithms designed to maximize engagement often promote inflammatory or misleading posts, meaning companies bear some of the responsibility for those outcomes. In recent years, calls for greater platform accountability have intensified. In 2023, the European Union implemented the Digital Services Act, requiring platforms to assess and mitigate risks of harm caused by their services. Meanwhile, debates around Section 230 in the US continue, with some advocating reform to impose stricter regulations. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, you can have Agree set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. Social media platforms should be held accountable only for content flagged by users. What criteria should users meet when flagging content? Should platforms have deadlines for reviewing flagged posts? 2. Websites should be held accountable for hosting illegal content, but not offensive content. How do we define illegal versus offensive content? Should there be international standards for content moderation? 3. Algorithms, not platforms, should be regulated for harmful amplification. How can we hold algorithms accountable without stifling innovation? Should users have more transparency about how algorithms influence what they see? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many more by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something that you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.